This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, after a lull in the new number of HPAI outbreaks, we've seen three more dairy herds in California testing positive recently, making California the 14th affected state. It does bring seasonal issues back into focus. The disease, of course, seems to flare up with the migration season of birds. And as we enter into fall, we prepare to possibly see those numbers tick back up. And with that possibility, agencies in charge of food safety are once again assuring customers that our food supplies are safe from the HPAI virus. We hear from U.S. Food and Drug Administration Commissioner Dr. Robert Califf coming up next.
Every detail matters when building a winning game plan. That's why the Cyclones and Hawkeyes rely on Better, Cleaner Now biodiesel to power their team buses on game day, delivering success on the field, in the field, and in the environment. Make biodiesel part of your winning game plan by visiting iasoybeans.com. Biodiesel. Grow it. Request it. Use it. This message is brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association and the Soybean Checkoff.
FDA Commissioner Dr. Robert Califf says now that with California becoming the 14th state to be affected by HPAI, they're not planning to take their foot off the gas when it comes to surveillance of our dairy supply, making sure that the virus is completely neutralized before there was any chance of that particular dairy putting any more milk into the supply chain.
So surveillance of the milk will be an ongoing issue that we'll need to deal with, because this virus is all around the world in multiple species of birds. Infection of cattle, this is a new thing that we're all just learning about. And it's going to be critical that as we deal with the virus, that we try to keep the amount of virus that's circulating around to the lowest level possible.
Commissioner Califf says that the FDA will continue to work with all its partners to prevent this disease from ever entering into the food supply chain, which they've been able to do quite well so far.
This is a virus that's been on the top of the list globally for pandemics for some years now. So we have to contain that risk. But also to assure the farming community that no one will be penalized because their herds get infected. And there, we're not the primary player, but we all work together, particularly with the USDA, which has a really major role to play there.
Califf says that his major concern is that future mutations of H5N1, or bird flu, could become more dangerous to humans. But at this point, nothing like that has happened. But they are keeping their eyes open.
Why does the virus attach to the mammary tissue in the cow, of all things? It's because a particular mutation of this strain of the virus enables it to do that. Right now in humans, the mutation has led it to attach to the conjunctiva, the lining of the eye, and so people get pink eye. It's not attaching to the lining of the lung, but if a mutation occurred that enabled that to happen, we'd have a big problem. The less virus there is, the less chance there is that a random mutation will lead to this kind of a risk to the human population.
The key to monitoring any mutation that could affect humans is keeping an eye on hogs.
If the pigs become infected, there's a lot of reason to believe from what veterinarians have learned that when influenza virus get into pigs, mutations are favored, which tend to cause worse infections in human beings.
That was FDA Commissioner Dr. Robert Califf. I'm Dustin Huffman.